This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live on Independence Day. We're here live when a bunch of other shows probably aren't. I don't know if we're the only live show on nationally syndicated radio, but I guarantee you we are of a select few throughout the entire broadcast day today.
Oh, yeah.
Because we like doing radio. We like being here talking to you about the things that you want to discuss, which you can join us here. That's the point here of Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
For this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. You wanted last night, Mark, to talk about the Declaration of Independence, to specifically read the entire thing, which is something
it's not that long.
Never done.
No.
Here on Free Talk Live. And so we didn't do it last night. Tonight's a good night for it. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We'll start out, and also the latest on what's going on with the Bitcoin fees situation, which in my opinion is pretty big news for that universe. But let's talk to Clayton. He's calling us on Skype. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
Happy Independence Day, fellas.
Thanks, Clayton. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to call and talk about Uber and an incident that recently happened in Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay. With you?
No, not with me. No, you guys might know I go there quite a bit. So whenever you cross into Mexico on foot from San Diego, after you clear customs, there's this long walkway, and there are all these cab drivers, you know, hey, amigo, you need a ride, you need a ride. And it's kind of an unspoken rule just to say, no, thank you. Walk to the end of the line and go maybe 100, 300 meters away and call an Uber because Uber's super cheap there. It's like
really?
A buck.
And you're saying the Uber is actually cheaper than all those competing cab drivers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those guys, to get from border crossing to Revolution Avenue, which is the main kind of tourist strip, you can negotiate with the cab driver about $5. If you don't negotiate, it's whatever they tell you when you get there.
Right.
So you always got to negotiate ahead of time.
Okay.
With Uber, maybe $2.
Wow.
Maybe $2. And the cars are much nicer. They have seat belts.
So is it like Acapulco where a bunch of the cabbies are driving like old VW Bugs from 1980 and, you know, old Nissan Sentras from the 80s?
Sentras, yeah. Bugs, not so much.
There were bugs all over Acapulco.
I think because of the proximity to San Diego, TJ gets a lot more American used cars. So there's a lot of bikes that are yellow cabs.
Interesting.
So anyway, the rule is just tell them no thank you and walk out of sight before you grab your Uber.
Why out of sight?
Yeah, because you'll get a very strong negative reaction, and that's what happened.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so these guys went to San Diego for a Padres game, come back to TJ, going to have a good time. Cab drivers, hey, amigo, you need a ride, you need a ride. The guy said, no, I called an Uber. First mistake. And they started gathering around him, right?
Oh, my God.
And then he's picking up his Uber in the taxi area. Second mistake. So they crowd around him and they beat this guy. And there's video online, right? It's these cab drivers essentially beating this guy, putting him in the hospital.
Wow.
For using Uber. And the cab drivers, the cabs there, it's a mafia.
Of course.
They throw rocks. TJ recently launched a public transit system. So the cabbies were like busting out windows and cutting tires for like the rapid transit buses. Yeah, it's real. They're really threatened, right? And so they're reacting in a crazy way. Well, traditionally, the yellow cab drivers mafia has had a really, really strong political influence. They have they're major supporters of every mayor.
Right.
Well, they overplayed their hand this time, and now the city council of Tijuana is looking to disband the charters for the cab operators.
Really?
Wow.
Meaning
this one incident?
Well, no. There have been a lot of, like, okay. They call them rock throwing incidents where they're throwing rocks.
Well, they're attacking the city now, right? So this wasn't the city's doing the bus service, or what did you say it was, bus or
yeah, so something. There's a public, like a city rapid transit, rapid and there's transit. Also private shuttle services that have been attacked, and there's been ongoing right. Uber attacks.
So the city probably wouldn't care if all the cabbies were doing was attacking Uber, but if the cabbies are ganging up against the other gang, which is the city, you know, they'd have this gang, you know, peace for a while where they pay the city gang, and the city gang protects sure. them, and now they're attacking the city gang because the city gang is encroaching on their territory,
right?
And now the city's coming back, right? Because right. that's what cities know how to do, is to escalate conflict.
They're biting the hand that feeds them because they're not getting fed as much as they want to be fed.
The city is biting the hand that
no,
feeds them.
No, the cabbies are.
Okay. Because they're both kind of yeah. biting at each other. But yeah, go ahead, Clayton. Interesting.
How they really overplayed their hand here is they attacked a tourist and there was video of the attack. And so tourism's a major driver for the economy there, right?
Sure.
So if you're attacking tourists, you're attacking taxable revenue.
Yeah, you're attacking the everybody in the city of Tijuana because that's revenue if people yeah. don't come. If people feel as though they are in danger in Mexico, which, of course, there's a lot of propaganda about how dangerous Mexico is, and I don't think that most of it's true, but certainly there's crime in Mexico just like there's crime in the United States, and there are gangs in Mexico who, you know, governments to me are just like gangs. They're gangs that fly flags in front of their offices. And the behavior that you're describing isn't particularly different. It's maybe more intense, a little more violent than what we've seen happen in some places in the United States. Elsewhere in the world, there have been some incidences of violence similar to this, like from cab drivers versus the Uber and Lyft drivers, these ride-sharing company drivers. We've seen this before, where windows have been busted out of the Uber cabs and things like that. In fact, even here in New Hampshire, in Portsmouth, the Uber grandma, she reported having come, you know, she went out, left her cab for a moment for whatever reason, maybe to go into the bathroom somewhere. And when she came back out, there were cabbies nearby, and her back, I think, her back brake light was smashed out. And, you know, it wasn't that way before she went in, so somebody smashed somebody, likely one of the cabbies who've done things like boxed her in while she's, like, pulled over to the side of the road so
yeah.
she can't leave, and they, you know, jeer at her and make fun of her, and, you know, they're just terrible. They're not as terrible, apparently, as what happened there in Tijuana, but it's, you know, again, difference is only in degrees there.
Well, one of the differences, too, and you see those attacks that you're talking about in New Hampshire, Paris, around the world, usually the local governments will crack down on Uber after an incident like that happens. Mm. This is the one I found where the government's cracking down on the actual cab operators.
Now, the cab operators made the mistake of attacking the government rather than attacking the Uber drivers.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And again, this incident does not look particularly good for the city in general. So, yeah, they seem to have the perfect motivating factors to do something. So you're saying they're looking at revoking charters, and that would mean that they would essentially be deregulating cabs? Is that the idea?
Yeah, basically putting the cab operators out of business, removing their license to operate in TJ.
Wait a minute. So would that mean that there couldn't be cabs, or that they would just not have a license anymore? Are they going to keep the licensing process around and just eliminate these companies' licenses so other companies can be formed and then get licenses? Or are they going to eliminate the regulatory burdens entirely?
Yeah, that's a good question. The articles I've read just have stated the city council is looking to remove the cab operators. And so it didn't even actually specify if they were looking to.
Well, the devil's going to be in the details, I think, on this one. We'll see which way the political winds blow. If you have the ability to update us on this story, Clayton, that would be excellent over time, because we're not going to be able to follow it closely without you.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted. I'll tell you, it's got my wife scared to go back. It's crazy. I mean, it's like everywhere. There are unwritten rules that you follow, right? So
right. Hey, thanks for sharing that story tonight. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, that's it. I'm going to go shoot some fireworks, so I'm going to practice personal responsibility tonight.
Great call. Thanks for the call tonight here on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. That's Clayton. And you can call in. Sound just as good as he did. He was on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. It takes just a moment. We'll approve it. And then you can call from that point forward. Again, username lrn.fm on Skype. We've also got our toll-free lines for those of you that want to do it that way. The toll-free number 855-453 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on Independence Day.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're still here listening. So we're here broadcasting because we know that people are out there In fact, probably a lot of people traveling about, you know, going to and from families and friends' houses and still want to listen to live radio, and that's why we're here. It's Ian and Mark. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Well, one of the things that I think should be celebrated here on Independence Day, beyond just the fact that the United States did successfully secede from the UK way back when.
I love it when they call it Happy Treason Day.
Okay, all right. I like Happy Secession Day, but, you know, whatever floats your boat, is the fact that we do still have some good stuff going on here. I mean, there's a lot of critiques that are valid against the U.S. government, no doubt about it. But at the very least, we still have the freedom to generally speak about that government here in the United
States. The freedom
States.
To complain.
Yeah, and so there are some freedoms that we have that other places in the world don't have, and it is good to be grateful for those sorts of things. But that doesn't mean you have to be complacent. That doesn't mean that you have to accept the status quo as, you know, well, it's the way it is, so can't fight City Hall. No, we need to redouble our efforts towards more independence for the individual, towards independence for the states. I saw Derek J. Freeman, our former co-host, posted a great blog piece today over at freekeen.com. He made about a six-minute video that's just talking about the independence movement here in New Hampshire and, you know, let's get people here. Let's concentrate our libertarian activism in this one state, which we've seen work with this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on here for more than a decade. He's a great blog post. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out over at freekeen.com. And if you're not yet planning on moving to New Hampshire and you're a libertarian, you really need to start thinking about that. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to check out 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, why we're already the freest state of all 50, and why we can be even more free as more people who care about freedom and liberty move here and help us get active. So, coming up tonight, we're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. Mark, you've got that. We're going to share it with you. But first, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Aaron, listening to WGSO in New Orleans. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, happy Independence Day. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for working. Hey, listen, I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but in New Orleans, we are going through an absolute crime wave. The summer heat, and it is spurring one of the worst crime waves we have had here in probably 20 years.
Oh, no. Why do people want to commit crimes when it's hot out?
You think they want to just sit there?
Yeah. Get a fan.
I think people are just at their wit's end. But a lot of this is crime that now what we're seeing now is crime in the tourist area in the French Quarter area, and these are crimes that are not being done with guns. They're groups of people that are basically roaming around, and they're beating tourists to.
They're not cabbies, are they?
No. But they're ganging up and groups of threes and fours and so on, and they're beating up tourists to the point where they're being put into the hospital.
No, are these robberies? Is that what's going on, or they just want to beat people up?
Well, most of them, things are being stolen, like phones and wallets and things.
Yep.
Some of them, a couple of them, nothing was taken. But for the most part, things are being taken. But the problem that we're having here is that we have a totally failing police force. The police force is understaffed. And then the problem with the existing force that we do have is that it's a historically corrupt force to the point where a few years back, the federal government had to step in. So now you have people who do not trust the police, but they really don't have any other alternatives. And sometimes when you call 911 here in the city, you're waiting some cases 30, 45, some cases one hour for somebody to show up. And then ordinary people, if we want to organize and we want to look out for our neighbors, if we want to do something in a meaningful way, you know, there's these regulations that, you have to become a licensed guard service.
Wait a minute. What about like a neighborhood watch where
Watch is fine. Neighborhood watch is fine, but you have to call the police. If you want to be out, let's say, for example, if you want to escort, let's say you have a somebody getting off work and you want to have because I tried to do this a few years ago to say, okay, well, we have volunteers and somebody will walk you from point A to point B. in yeah. person. The
like the Guardian Angels used to be in New York City.
Exactly.
They'd have those guys in those maroon berets and,
right.
and probably women, too.
Exactly. But if you want to do that here, they're pulling out the regulation book and they're saying, listen, you got to be a licensed guard service. You need to have an insurance policy. You have to have an approved uniform. All of this. And, you know, in the meantime, the criminal element, they don't follow any of those.
No.
Those
right.
Things. Wait, do they have a don't they have a uniform and a license?
No, they don't have anything.
Well, I got a couple suggestions, you know, as somebody who thankfully doesn't have to deal with this, but we've certainly, you know, had some good tools come across our desk over the years. Cell 411, of course, is, you know, number one recommendation. You go
it's
to
an app.
Yeah, you go to getcell411.com, and this is basically a decentralized emergency response app where whether it's, you know, neighbors, family members, friends, a neighborhood watch group, or whatever, you can have different cells in Cell 411 of people that you know. And that you know you want to be connected with that if something is going wrong the individual who has cell 411 can send out an alert about it. So maybe there's some criminal activity or maybe there's a house on fire or whatever. There's different maybe the police are screwing with somebody. There's different alerts that can be sent from the app. And at the same time, it also offers the ability to stream live video of whatever it is that's going on. So not only do the people who are connected to the person sending the alert get a location-based alert as far as where your friend is and what's happening to them, they also, again, have the option to stream video so you can actually watch what's happening, even if you can't make it there to help, or if you can, it might be of some assistance to know what's going on before you get there. It's an incredible tool. It's available for, I think, different phone operating systems, and it's free to download. So that's like the number one group decentralized communication, like emergency response app that that we love here on Free Talk Live.
And I'd also sort of caution you that it sounds like you're asking permission, and the government's job is to say no,
right?
Like that's what they do. They say no, and then at some point or another, they may change their mind. But if you just keep on asking them, they're just going to keep on saying no. I think you're better off doing whatever it is that you plan to do and then having a phone camera ready to, to video record thugs, to video record the police, whomever it is that's giving you trouble for walking innocent people from one location to another, that's going to show them for who they are. That's probably the first line of defense. And the police are going to be very, very reticent to be put in a situation where they're being video recorded for just taking, hassling people that are walking, being kind and walking people, little old ladies across the street.
Yeah, that would make for some interesting footage for sure. I agree with that recommendation. I want to get your thoughts and response. If you want, Aaron, you're welcome to hang on. Our toll-free number here, 855-453, because I've also got another suggestion as well, 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in your ideas on how folks can respond to a crime wave hitting New Orleans. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live from New Year's Independence Day.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're live, as we are pretty much 365 days a year.
That's what we do.
Yep. It's Ian and Mark here with you, and our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about Simbi.com.
Simbi is an online marketplace where you don't need money. So you can get services and some goods and services from people, mostly services, and many of the services are, you know, offbeat, a little odd. Many of them are very, very useful stuff, sort of website development. Just saw one guy, website development, accounting, you know, advice on certain topics, you know, consultations, that kind of thing. And it's... also, you know, weird stuff, you know, where to take your next hike, you know, things like that. So check them out. I think that I've found them very useful for voiceover work. S-I-M-B-I. That's in Simbi as in symbiotic. S-I-M-B-I, but, you know, symbiotic has the word, has a Y in it. Nonetheless, you can find hundreds of thousands of people there that are acting within the symbiotic economy. You won't believe the diversity of services that they have at Simbi.com. You can go get an account. Right now, they'll give you some currency just to start out. You'll be able to buy something before you even sell something. SIMBI.com.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. like freedom, 855-450-3733. We go back to Aaron. He's in New Orleans. He was explaining to us that there's been a crime wave along with a heat wave down in New Orleans this summer, and was talking about some of the frustrations that people have had in trying to organize to oppose the crime wave. And any level of organization beyond just a neighborhood watch apparently requires all kinds of government hoops to be jumped through.
Y'all papers?
And, Aaron, we had a couple suggestions. One of them was Cell411 at getcell411.com for people with smartphones. It's a great way to network people together and send emergency alerts in a decentralized manner. And then there's also, Mark, as you pointed out here, don't ask for permission if you can avoid it. If you can just go and do something, and then, you know, if the cops mess with you, get that on video. Obviously, there's risk involved in that, right? Like, you know, if they do come at you, then there might be criminal charges. So you do have to be willing to take a risk. But I wanted to get Aaron's response to those suggestions.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's been my experience that the New Orleans police probably not come up and, you know, get it in your face if they think that the media, you know, may eventually get that story, or, you know, if this story may be covered by the media about a group of people that are trying to organize. What I think they may simply do is simply do a roundabout and seek an arrest warrant and accuse you of running an unlicensed guard service or maybe something even more serious than that. And then all of a sudden you get a knock at your door. Next time you get pulled over, hey, we've got this arrest warrant for you, you know?
That's true. So, that's true.
Yeah,
I mean, the police are definitely an occupying force. They are a gang, and they will behave as a gang will behave in a lot of cases, especially when that gang is threatened by a more effective gang, or not gang, but a group of people in this case, peaceful people, hopefully. But I wanted to also suggest the Threat Management Center as perhaps a model to look towards. Are you familiar with them?
No.
So look them up when you get a moment. I believe his name is Dale Brown, who is the operator of Threat Management Center. It's a Detroit-based sort of protection service that is operating in competition with the police. It's providing people with not only, you know, 24-hour guards or, you know, occasional neighborhood patrols, or, you know, just training on how to defend yourself. They provide different levels of service to different members of the community and businesses who are hiring them. And there's been some good documentary work done where Pete Ayer and Garrett Ian from copblock.org actually traveled there, and they interviewed, again, Threat Management Center's boss man, Dale Brown. Very interesting model that he's doing, has been very successful there because he is actually helping people protect themselves. While it's a very kind of similar situation, while the Detroit police in a lot of neighborhoods, they won't even show up. They close their offices at nighttime.
Right.
So you can't even go in 24 hours.
It's dangerous out there at night.
So I would look into Threat Management Center and see, you know, what kind of innovations they've come up with, what can be duplicated, and maybe reach out to them.
Right. Okay. No, I'll certainly do that. You know, unfortunately, like in this city, and I'm sure in a lot of other cities, is that crime has become a big business here. And what happens is that the NOPD budget is roughly $9 million per year.
How much? 19 million?
No, 90.
90 million. Okay.
Yeah, per year. And
that's big.
That is still with a wait time in some cases of 30, 45
right.
minutes to one hour. And, you know, it kind of a self-fueling thing where that if the crime's bad, then, you know, then the police can ask for a higher budget.
Sure.
Where if the crime's lower,
right.
then they probably couldn't.
Because only government,
that's how government works,
can fail its way to bigger budgets.
And, exactly.
I mean, find another organization that can fail to do its job year after year and just continue to get more and more money. It is fascinating, and it is the thing that will lead you to the realization that what we're dealing with here is a monopoly, and it functions like a monopoly. And until you realize that the government is, you know, essentially it's a cartelized monopoly, but whatever, you know, a cartelized monopoly, then you'll never really understand why it works the way it works. But once you realize that everybody has to pay for this terrible service,
right? Whether they like it or not.
And that this terrible service actually feeds on bad service,
yeah.
right? Like the police, you know, they're going to get more money if they do a worse job. And, well, That's not the beat officer's issue, although there's plenty of messed up beat officers out there.
Right.
But that's the brass's issue for bad allocation and all that other stuff of manpower and that sort of thing.
Well, Mark, but if only they could double their budget, then they would be able to be better police and
they doubled their budget, you'd have the same problem. the union would kick in and they'd say, oh my God, we have to have five officers. They'd actually be sitting in the backs of the cars,
not to mention
responding together in little groups.
Don't forget that when the cops actually do respond, and again, this isn't in all cases, but certainly there have been plenty of them where you can point to this, there's this idea of officer safety, which has, you know, become paramount in a lot of police departments. So, you know, gone are the days of the heroic officer that throws himself in front of a flying bullet that, you know, is coming at an innocent person.
Now it's
they hide for a while, and then, you know, once they feel like it's safe, they might go in and, you know, stop some murderer from shooting up a restaurant or something like that. So, you know, even though you're paying them a bunch, even though there's a bunch of them running around, they're not necessarily, you know, doing... I mean, I'm not saying there aren't officers who've done brave things. But, man, you can look at different examples, like I think Columbine was one of the first ones.
They're not... They're encouraged not to do brave things, I think, is what what we're talking about here. And that's the same on the fire department. They don't want us to do brave things. In the case of the fire department, they're going to have to pay a lot more money if I get injured doing something dumb than they will if I don't go in and save the puppy or something, right? Like, the puppy dies, it costs the town nothing.
Yeah.
If I die, on the other hand, it costs the town a great deal. However, when you're dealing with situations like, the gentleman who was just shot, Philando Castile, you know, that was $3 million that cost the city of Minneapolis. So the more situations they have like that, the more people that bring lawsuits against them, then they'll begin to change their tune.
Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, you know, just one last thing. You
sure.
know, the New Orleans police years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago, they used to have a police officer who was the spokesperson, right? And, you know, they would change it up every now and again. But then what happened was, once they got a budget increase, they hired a gentleman that used to work for the mayor, and now he's the spokesperson, and he gets paid over $100,000 a year.
Jeez.
So even if you know, they do have a higher budget, they just find to waste it.
Oh, yeah, because that's, again, it's, they have no incentive, they have no real competition, and they will essentially outlaw the competition if they can get away with it. It's amazing the threat management center hasn't been, you know, beaten and thrown from a truck up in Detroit. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Aaron. Appreciate it. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, where you can, as always, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-3733, or Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Still to come, Mark wants to read the Independence Declaration of Independence. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But continuing now with more of your phone calls and thoughts, do want to also let you know about Bitcoin.com. If we get a chance, we'll talk about what's going on with the Bitcoin fees. We'll give you an update on that coming up. But if you want to get the latest on what's happening with the Bitcoin universe, you can go to news.bitcoin.com to find out. Also, they've got games over at bitcoin.com you can play with your Bitcoin. You can also get interactive with other Bitcoin users on their Bitcoin forum if you go to forum.bitcoin.com. And if you're brand new to Bitcoin, bitcoin.com is the go-to place to learn the basics about Bitcoin.
We're also going to be telling you shortly about how to start mining over at Bitcoin.com.
So they've got,
you can go to pool.bitcoin.com to check out their mining pool.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I actually got into that a couple weeks ago, Mark. You can go to
same here.
Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Genesis, calling from Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Genesis.
Hello, Mark, and your other guest.
Ian.
The thing I wanted to say is that we need to add another lantern to our montage. You know, when we were first founding the country, we had a warning system. When we were going to get attacked by the British, they were going to light a lantern. One lantern if we were going to be attacked by land, two lanterns if we were going to be attacked by sea. Well, we need
sort of like an old version of Cell 411.
Yeah, well, we need to add a third one if we're going to be attacked from the enemy within our government, which is going on.
Yeah,
I would agree.
So everybody needs to take three candles, three tiki torches, whatever, put them in a triangle, and light them up tonight.
Symbolic. Okay.
Symbolic. So
well,
we stand together as one.
Yeah, that's good and everything.
I like triangles.
We're probably not, you know, the American people probably aren't going to be standing together as one because they disagree on a whole bunch of stuff, which is why I think what we need to see happen is secession, where we can have different states trying different things. So, you know, the socialists, the commies can move out to California, and they can have, you know, their little socialist experiment there, and the libertarians can move up to New Hampshire, and we can have freedom here, and then all the other different states can, you know, try different stuff and attract, you know, have the people move to those places that are most like those who are already there. I think that is a good plan. What about you?
Yeah, that is a good plan. I'm a libertarian, but, you know, I don't really understand, you know, these liberals, because if they take, and, you know, they're beating up, you know, people that are working and everything, have jobs, they're on vacation, like down in New Orleans, where do they think their money comes from? It comes from those hardworking people paying taxes. These people are just leeches, leeching off the government with their food stamps, their rental assistance, living in Section 8.
Well, it's not necessarily true that those people are liberals. I mean, there's all kinds of people who are leeches.
There's just gimme-gimmes, you know.
A lot of people.
I mean, what about what JFK said? You know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Come on, we need to turn this country. We need to get back to where we
were. I don't
want
to do anything for the country. I mean, I'm more interested in helping my neighbors and helping people kind of get what they want and, you know, have a good life. I'm not so interested in the idea of the country. I mean, if it depends on how you describe the country. I mean, is the country the government? Is the country the land?
No, the country is the people.
Okay.
I can tell you that the politicians don't mean that when they say the country. They mean themselves.
Yeah,
they mean
corporate
government bureaucrats. And yeah, that when the teachers, you know, are teaching the kids to put their hands over their heart and look at the piece of fabric and say the little saying, you know, what do the teachers think? Do they think that the country is the people who work for the government, like them?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they think it's just all of us? We're all the country together. And I get really sort of confused on this, because
it's,
I know,
intentionally confusing.
If tyranny comes to America, it's going to come draped in a flag.
Who said that? There's somebody who said that.
Yeah,
you're quoting somebody who deserves some credit for that one.
Yep.
Genesis,
that person's dead.
Thanks.
But I
want to
wish everybody a happy and safe Independence Day regardless.
Very good, sir. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight on Independence Day and taking the time out to call in and share your thoughts, which you can do if you want to join us
Upton
here.
Upton Sinclair.
Ah, okay. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, he was right about that.
Right. When fascism comes to America, it will come wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross. Is what the terminology is there.
Indeed. And we've got time for you if you
people
want to join
us.
People
don't know what fascism means anymore.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Well, I don't know that you know, that it was ever really well laid down, but Benito Mussolini claimed that it was basically a marriage between corporations and the government. And if we don't have that now, I don't know what the hell we have.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's kind of a mix, right? There's a mix between fascism and socialism. You've definitely got the corporate state. You've got, you know, the state-backing corporations.
The wealthy certainly buy the lobbyists, who then buy the politicians, who then vote on the laws that then everybody has to abide by.
But at the same time, the wealthy are also being taxed pretty heavily in order to spend on socialist wealth redistribution programs. So it's a mix of both, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think the wealthy do get, you know, a shorter than a stick as far as taxation goes, but through their corporations, they're able to control the government. And the government, of course, issues those corporate documents.
Only partially, because you would think that if the wealthy didn't want to get taxed as much, that they would control the government to not tax them.
Yeah, well, it's not like the bridges aren't falling down, okay? I mean, you know, there's a lot of bridges that really need repairing around here, but you can believe we have the best bombs, right? Like the people who work in the military-industrial complex.
Well, they've got a better connection. The military-industrial complex has better connections to the government than does Joe's construction yard.
Right. The wealthy that aren't well connected, they're just leaving the country, and they're not getting taxed at all.
That's
they're just
point.
Giving up their citizenship and going living in places like Cayman Islands and, you know, all around, because they've got things like jets and they can get around as fast as they want. They can live on yachts. They don't need to worry about it.
Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. Greg, listening online. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, all. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, Greg. Go ahead.
I wanted to just mention I'm going to probably call into the show of this guy, Stefan Molyneux, at some point, but I have no idea how to actually get on a show. You guys are much better at taking people's calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what our shtick is. Yeah.
Chris Cantwell said that he has tried to get on the Stefan Molyneux show, and that because they're both kind of going in the same direction of this alt-right racist, as I understand it. Again, this is what I've heard about Molyneux. I haven't actually listened to his show.
It's a pretty powerful charge to be laying out.
I've heard he's doing the race realism thing, Mark, which
it's not
is
racism,
which is basically a racist thing. It's a cover word for racism. Because that's where Chris Cantwell started, was with race realism, and then now he's just an out-and-out, open, avowed racist.
That's pretty much what he says, yeah.
Cantwell told me the other day that he tried to get in touch with Molyneux, even gave him a $100 donation, and he won't even talk to him. Not even off the air, won't even talk to him. So
well,
anyway,
I don't know about Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, I have no idea how you can get on that show. Apparently money doesn't buy you on it as a fanatical supporter.
Chris Cantwell was on your show for a while.
He's not now, though. We had to kick him off.
No, that's fine. But I'm saying I actually remember he wrote a whole article about me falling in one time. And he gave it a pretty good treatment. And then I tried to respond, but he wouldn't publish my response.
Well, Cantwell will let you call into his show. Cantwell has an open phone show called Radical Agenda that he does on the Internet because no radio station in their right mind would pick it up. As far as Molyneux is concerned, I suspect he's got a lot greater control over who has access to be able to talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard his speech a lot, and, you know, I commend him for being a hardcore. I don't know about his racist thing.
That's hearsay. I want to make it clear that's what I've heard about him. Generally what happens with Chris is he sort of follows Molyneux's lead to some extent. And so I think that's probably what has happened here. We do know that Molyneux went total Trump in the last election. Like, he was singing, I think, was it God Bless America?
Some, the national anthem.
Some anthem. He started singing some anthem, and this is the guy who...
Canadian anarchist.
Right,
atheist.
Singing the U.S. government's anthem.
Yeah.
You know, this is the guy who we've had on this show in the past, who has been, in times previous, was a voluntarist, was somebody who... Was a libertarian, a very principled one, and he's obviously lost his way.
Oh, I didn't know that, because all the videos I see of him is him talking about anarcho-capitalism from a
point of view. Oh, those are old videos. You should watch some of his newer ones.
Oh.
Like circa 2016 Trump campaign.
Yeah. Ian, he's more voluntarist than you were voluntarist because he didn't vote. He was against voting and
he didn't vote. And now he's for it.
And voluntarism was at sort of at its inception about not voting.
Well,
go ahead and read the Wikipedia article.
Then, that I would pose to him.
Okay.
Let me pose a question to you guys.
Yeah.
From a point of view of just, as he does, philosophy and not initiating aggression and harming other people, don't want to harm other people, would you agree that people can only eat so much food? Like, if a person has tons of food...
I'm not sure where you're going with this, but hang on. We'll give you a chance to flesh it out here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I don't know, if Stefan Molyneux a voluntarist? I'm not sure about that now.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.